You or anything, did I? I mean, it's only...
Oh, boy. No, I'm sorry. What's wrong, Dave?
Huh?
Oh, come in.
Well, wait a minute. Just a minute. Excuse me. Excuse me. Just a minute, don't...
Hey, I got a new 9-iron I gotta show you.
Mind if I come in for a minute? I'm sorry, I was just passing by and I didn't want to lock the car.
Dave, what's the trouble?
Oh, I shouldn't burden you with my problems. I woke you up and everything. I better go.
Dave.
All right, you talked me into it. Just take this off. It's kind of warm. I have a chance to get dressed.
What's wrong, Dave?
Oh, it's a lot of...
Hold it. Good night. Sweet dreams. No.
Oh, gee, just when it was getting interesting.
It's the same old thing.
Now we can talk. Oh, what's the trouble, Dave?
Three things are the trouble, and they all begin with M. My wife, Midge. Marriage. And Helen.
Helen?
That's my mother-in-law.
Hey, guess what?
I know all about it, so you stay out of the living room and let Uncle Dave sleep.
Is he gonna live here too?
No, honey, he just stayed overnight.
I know why. Midge, Marriage, and Helen. That's his mother-in-law.
I thought you went back into your room.
We slammed the doors and stood in the hallway. It's a trick. Jeff showed me.
Well, never mind. You go sit down and drink this. And when Uncle Dave does get here, I don't want any cross-examining.
Okay, I won't. What's cross-examining?
That's asking a lot of questions that don't concern you.
Boy, he even snores worried.
Hey, Mom, what's the latest in the Kelsey Golden Gloves?
What? I'm old enough to understand.
How is he?
He is fine.
Oh, all right, we'll talk about it later.
Boy, everything's a secret around here.
Well, you'll understand someday, Jim.
Good morning.
What's up, people?
Meet the press.
Oh. Well, we got a right to know what's going on around here.
And adults have a right to their privacy.
It's our house, too.
All right, your share of the mortgage payment this month will be...
That's okay, you made your point.
I hope so. I do not want Dave subjected to a barrage of questions. Is that clear? He's in a little trouble right now, but he'll be fine.
Oh, Dave!
Morning.
Oh, I hope he didn't wake you.
Oh, hardly closed my eyes all night.
Can you snore with your eyes open?
It's a trick.
Sit down, Dave.
Thank you. It's the way Saturday morning should be.
Husband, wife, children,
in their own house.
Are you still living with your in-laws? I'm sorry.
That's all right, Mary.
As to answer your question, I am still living with my outlaws. I know you have in-laws. I happen to have outlaws. May have heard of my mother-in-law, the fastest mouth in the Midwest.
Well, Midge is their only child.
True. She also happens to be my only wife. Every family should have its own house.
Dave, I've been thinking, Mr. Corbett next door tells me he might be about to sell.
Yes, Mrs. Corbett told me the other day the children are all married. Why don't you pick up Midge and show it to her?
Nah, she wouldn't go for that.
Now, you don't know that.
You don't know Midge.
Well, not very well. She seems very sweet.
Oh, she is. Don't get me wrong. She's a very sweet girl. The only thing is, she absolutely falls apart at the thought of leaving her mother.
Well, there's only one thing to do.
What's that?
Dave, let you and I go out and hit a few golf balls. Dave, what's the difference between men and women? Wrong. The man is the strong one, the one in charge, the decision maker.
Right, that's true. And he gets married.
No, he enters into a partnership.
In my case, a corporation complete with board of directors.
A partnership in which he must be the senior partner.
I am not even a stockholder at this point.
Now, what are women's basic needs? I'll tell you. Love, protection, a firm, guiding hand. Those are women's basic needs.
You forgot one. Charge counts.
Dave, you going to go on making jokes of being a minor stockholder in a big corporation? Or would you like an idea that will revolutionize your whole life?
You mean it?
I guarantee results. What do you say?
Back to your own window. Oh, look what you did over here. I'm sorry.
I don't like the sound of that whistle.
What do you suppose he's done?
Something dangerous. It's Wagner.
Who?
Well?
Well, what?
You were whistling.
That's a harmless masculine diversion.
Following a harmless masculine discussion?
All right, Dave and I had a little talk.
You mean you had a little talk and Dave had a little listen?
Well, Dave needed some advice. I gave it to him. He took it, and everything's coming up roses. Dave and Midge are next door looking at the Corbett house.
You mean they made up?
Of course they made up. Leave it to little old Alex.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry I was suspicious.
You should be.
You know, it'd be nice having them live next door.
Yeah.
I hope Midge likes the house.
She better. Dave's already bought it.
You have no right talking Dave into buying that house, and you know it.
There's a time when a man has to take the reins.
Midge is not a horse. She is a... Tricia? Where was I?
Midge is a very...
Is a very sensitive girl. She's very attached to her mother.
Well, it's about time she became unattached.
Yes, I agree, honey, but not that way. I mean, going out and buying a house without telling her about it is treating her like a child.
Oh, which is what she is.
Suppose she hates the house.
Well, Dave can cross that bridge if and when he comes to it.
He'll never make it to the bridge. You've already pushed him into the river, little old Alex.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Are we welcome?
Of course, come in. How are you, Midge?
How would you be?
But I guess that would be different, wouldn't it, Dave?
Yes, honey.
Oh, look, there's Alex. Oh, no, don't get up. Well, that's the worst thing for your headache.
I don't have a headache.
Men, they're all alike. Why, if Dave had two broken legs, he'd still go running around. You just lie there till it goes away. You'll never guess where we just were.
Honey.
No fair, you know. Alex, you guess. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot your headache. You, Donna? Next door at the Corbett's? Wrong. We were next door at the Kelsey's house. Midge, you like the house?
Like it? I love it. Why, Donna, it has a kitchen and everything.
Oh, it's just precious. You sneaky Pete, you.
I wanted to surprise you.
Well, how about some coffee and cake to celebrate?
Oh, I'll help. I should do something for my extravagant husband.
But I wasn't being extravagant.
I love you anyway, baby.
No, I'm not kidding, honey. That house is a good buy.
An extravagance is buying something you don't need and you have no use for.
What do you mean, Midge?
We don't need the house because we live with Mommy and Daddy.
How's your headache, dear?
so bad, I'll just live in the house by myself. Visit Midge on weekends. Not everybody can make that statement. There you go, Charlie. How's that, sports fans? Or, let me see. I could put the house up for sale and keep making payments, and you'd be surprised in no time at all. I'll be broke. I'm going to be sick. Oh, come on, Dave.
Relax. Give Donna a chance. She'll get through to Midge.
Have you ever tried to get through to Midge? Have you? She manufactures her own smog. She's in there all right. The rest of the world is out here.
She's a lovely girl.
Well, we're not saying she's not. Merely discussing her thought processes. And don't be deceived. She has them. It's just they work in an entirely different manner than anyone else's.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'm not kidding. No, wait. I take that back. Not everyone else's. She and her mother communicate perfectly. Listen to a conversation between those two, you'd swear you're on Mars. Just a regular Gene Krupa.
How about your father-in-law?
There was the first astronaut. And without a rocket.
I certainly like your new house, Midge.
Oh, gosh, so do I. I'd even like to live there.
Well, why don't you?
Get my mommy to move? Oh, Donnie, you don't know my mommy. My daddy would, but... You don't know him either, do you?
No.
It's really not such a small world when you think about it, is it?
I'd like to meet them.
Well, why didn't you say so? Gosh, Alex never mentioned it.
Midge, I have no right to interfere, but... I think you could use some advice.
I could?
I know that it's comfortable and easy living with your parents. Alex and I did the same thing after we were married.
I thought you said you never met them, Donna.
Midge... I meant we lived with my parents, not your parents.
Oh, well, that certainly makes more sense, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, it does. Midge.
Mm-hmm.
There comes a time to move.
Hmm? Oh, you're right. I'm sorry, Donna.
What can they be doing? They've been out there for hours.
Take it easy.
Hi, how'd everything come out?
He means the Scrabble game.
Everything came out just fine.
Dave, guess what?
What?
We're going to move into our new house. Just you and me and the children.
Without Mommy and Daddy?
Don't be upset, honey. If we miss him too much, we can always move back.
Hey, Mom, what happened to all the chicken salad?
There are other things in there.
Hey, the apple pie's gone, too.
Dear, we'll be having dinner soon.
Hi, darling.
Oh, hi. Come early, dear.
Who are you expecting? The 1st Armored Division?
Now, Mom's whipping up another care package.
Well, I thought as long as I was making stew, I'd take some next door.
Honey, you haven't been doing Mitch's cooking for her, have you?
Of course not. I'm just helping out until I get settled. You know.
Mom, it's been over a week.
But now, there is such a thing as being neighborly.
Yeah, well, who's got the strength? Look at me. I'm down to skin and bones.
Would you mind dragging your skeletal frame out of here? The complaint department is closed.
Okay. I know. I'll go over to Kelsey's.
What for?
What else? For one of your home cooked meals.
Hello.
Which way to the laundry, dear?
You go 2 blocks past the pyramid and turn right at the Sphinx. What is this?
Mitch's washing machine broke. Midge tried to fix the washing machine and blew all the fuses.
Darling!
Up here in our room, dear.
Where's the paper?
Come on up here, dear. We haven't got time for the paper tonight. We're in a hurry.
Now, don't give me the rush act. I've been hurrying all day.
Hi, dear.
Hi, darling.
Ooh, that was romantic.
You know, what's it up for?
For the social event of the year, we have been invited to the Kelsey's tonight for dinner.
The next door Kelsey's?
Right.
What are you making?
Honey, don't make jokes. Just get dressed.
Don't worry, I'll be dressed in time. You mean to say Midge is cooking dinner?
With her own 2 little hands.
And her own 6 little thumbs.
Alex.
Oh, there'll be 2 doctors present. What's my tux doing out?
Would you rather wear it in the plastic bag?
Oh, come on. You mean I have to jump into that monkey suit just to walk across the driveway?
Honey, this is a very special occasion. It's Midge's first dinner party in her new house.
Well, so. Who's going to be there?
Oh, just you and I.
What happened to Dave? If her own husband chickened out, I'm not going to be there.
All right, Dave, you and I. Now, would you please stop dragging your feet?
All right. This seems so ridiculous. I mean, you know it's going to be a fiasco. It's got to be a fiasco.
Why do you keep saying that? You're worse than Dave. You don't give Mitch half a chance.
Who said I don't? We'll go. On one condition, you promise not to lift a finger at this fiasco.
She's doing this all by herself. I promise.
I'm not going to jump in at the last minute.
I promise.
No matter what happens.
Go, Tonner.
Three guesses who that is?
Hello. Yes, Midge. Yes, I think you should peel the potatoes before you mash them.
Promise.
Honey, cooking a big meal is not easy.
If she doesn't know how to smash a potato, we're in trouble.
But she's so alone.
Will you quit playing mother? She's a big girl.
I'm sorry, Midge. We were interrupted. Could I come over right away? Well, Midge, I don't think I'd better come over right now. It might spoil all the fun, don't you think? I mean, this dinner should be all yours. No, don't worry. Everything will turn out just fine. All right, Mitt. We'll see you at 7. Bye. She's terrified.
That makes it unanimous.
Right this way, madame. And monsieur, there you are.
Oh, the table's beautiful.
How's that, huh? Are you sure this is all for us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the silver's lovely.
Oh, surprising what you can get out of those cereal boxes nowadays. Just doing Midge.
I'll be right out, honey.
Okay, hon. Won't you sit down?
Oh, all right.
Boy, am I nervous.
Oh.
That's our first dinner in the house and all. I wonder what she's doing out there. I didn't hear any noise or anything. I took your advice. I didn't help her. I didn't do anything.
Oh,
just left her alone.
She'll do fine.
Yep, I don't know what you're going to be served. Probably a platter of marinated hubcaps or something. Midge!
Well, here we are. Huh. I hope you all like prunes.
Prunes?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like duck to me.
Oh, it is. You can't see the prunes. They're inside, in the stuffing. What the duck doesn't know won't hurt him any. Where do you want to carve it, Davy?
Oh, right there, I guess, huh?
All right.
Why don't you sit down, Alex? That sure looks beautiful, huh? How'd you make it?
I made it out of the mix.
A duck?
Yeah, well, you add a little water to those mixes and they quack.
Stuffing.
Yes, I know, hon. I know what you
Well, shall we all sit down?
Yeah, Mitch. Yeah, here we are.
Thank you, Alex.
In our new home. Thanks to you folks. And here I am.
My wife, huh?
Thanks, honey. Don't go away. There's dessert, too.
Not bad for a blushing bride of 9 years, huh?
Oh. It was lovely.
Well, my nat, it was edible. You're right. Using the jokes to cover sentiment. And for your information, at this point, I'm feeling very sentimental, proud, and deeply grateful.
I didn't do anything.
No, much you didn't. Don't think I wasn't aware of the procession back and forth between the two houses the last couple of weeks.
Oh, Donna's the neighborly type.
There wasn't anything anyone else wouldn't have done.
The point is, you did it. You took away my child bride and presented me with a lovely wife. Do you know, I feel married, really married, for the very first time.
It's a good feeling. You know, if it weren't for you two...
Dave, go back to the jokes.
No. Hear me out. For the first time in my life, I'm able to say what I'm really feeling. I offer a toast. And you can sit there and blush if you want. Just let me finish this thing. The kind of friendship you two have shown is... it's a rare and beautiful thing. Oh, please, Donna, no tears. In a moment like this, you're going to dilute my champagne. I'd pay $5 a bottle for it.
Excuse me.
Hey, let's toast to your wife. She is something pretty special.
And to yours.
To everybody, including my mother-in-law. The champagne suddenly went flat.
Everything all right out there?
It was a minor catastrophe, but I'd say a sign of good things to come. Midge's upside-down cake came out right side up.
Turn out the light, man.
Wasn't it a wonderful evening, dear? The butterfly finally came out of the cocoon.
Yeah, turn out the light, honey.
You know, from what I saw tonight, Midge will really be able to stand on her own 2 feet from now on. No more midnight visits from Dave after an argument.
Turn out the light, will you, honey?
Now, I wonder who that could be.
Oh, I have no idea.
Back to bed.
Well, maybe it isn't Dave. Maybe it's someone else.
Open the door. Let him in.
Miss, are you in bed? I'm locked out. I went out the back door to get something off the line, and the door slammed shut. But Dave is over there. I know. That's why I want to get back in.
Midge, why don't you phone him?
I could do that. I don't know the phone number.
5384191.
Good night.
Good night.
This has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.